dog?
Sister.
Sister.
Oh. I don't have a one daughter. She's out of Palestine. She married a railroad engineer when they live out there. Got one boy.
You go fishing anymore?
Yeah, I'm going to come on over there.
Why don't you take me down there sometime? I'd love to go.
You love to get lost. I know we'll get you back tonight.
I got me a pole. I love to fish. My grandpa's got a pole. My grandpa had a pole.
When you go in Tallulah? When you go into Tallulah?
Well, as soon as I finish this interview with you and do a couple in Ruston. I'm going to do a couple in Ruston.
Get
some good fishing over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got them old farm ponds all down in there, and then they go out. They go in on a few of them lakes. They up at the Lake Claiborne. No.
Lake Warren?
Huh?
Lake Warren?
Well, from down there, you go up to Farmerville, that Lake Affair. Yeah. On Dawbone. It's a man-made lake.
A woman like that, you say she's awful. A woman who's getting up in age like that and still able to get around, say they're what? Folks ever call them names for them?
Oh, yeah, up. They call them every kind of name. Call them
old maid.
Call them
That's what
he said. Well, no, I meant somebody, you know, who's still active and gets around even when they're... Folks like y'all.
And you retire.
Well, I don't know what to call.
Somebody who even up. Listen to those cows.
Yeah.
Okay, now what do you say they're doing there? There.
That cow out lowing. Some people say, oh, the cow did the balling. She's down there lowing.
What would a calf do when you were weaning it from?
Oh, he'd. Late. Yeah.
What is that over there?
I've been sitting here watching them. I thought it was a quail sitting there while you were sitting. No, that ain't no quail I just heard. No, but it's no robin. I think it's no robin sitting there, and there's no mocking bird too. I always said I didn't watch them all the time. Yeah, it's amazing, different little birds you can sit here and watch.
Well, you say a calf was doing what? He was...
The little, calf, you give it to, you say he's blatant, or he's, some of them say he's bawling for his mama. He got three or four different names for it. Hear one then.
Just heard it. That's what I thought I heard. Mm-hmm. Now, when you were talking about what would a horse do? I mean, a horse, you'd say, a gentle noise maybe he'd make when you were feeding?
We get always. You say that horse?
He go. Or he go.
That's kind of Nick, I mean.
Yeah.
That's what we always say. You nick it. Dog bark, cow low, pig squeal. Women squeal too sometimes. You better be ready to jump too when they do.
How do you used to call your other animals when you were feeding them? How would you call a horse in from the pasture?
Well, some of them, horses, you know. I can't get my whistle. Yeah, I can't get my whistle to work no more because it's got them stubborn teeth, you know. I used to just whistle pretty good.
Have you ever seen somebody take their fingers between them?
Oh, yeah.
I used
to have one, yeah, just take a thing like that. Oh, and a band, he just blow you.